We could probably get the human brain to run Doom. I'd love to see how we can do that. Because we can fucking
imagine that you're playing Doom and that's it, playing Doom.
Hey, there we go. I'm playing Doom right now.
Like, see, we got the human brain to play Doom.
I am vindicated.
Part of the back end, right?
It is part of the back end.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Recording. I'm going to record it now just because I wanted to start.
Moving on.
Well, suffice to say, right, shit's gone sideways, but in a way that only...
Did you just say some mice would say?
Suffice to say, shit's gone sideways.
Some mice might say that.
Some mice might say shit went sideways, and that's all.
Can you get another watch? Like, can you get a watch somewhere that's not a wrist, and like put it so you can be like,
put one on your ankle.
Pocket watch.
Yeah, you know what? They made a smart pocket watch briefly, but they don't make them anymore. Think about how cool that would have been.
You could take the thing out of here and turn it into a pocket watch.
Yeah, I could take the wristbands off this.
Yeah, I can't. I think I could. The other one
would be more effort.
The Blaze one would have been better because it pops out.
Yeah.
You could have made a little frame for it, 3D printed frame for it. Set talk, everybody.
Set talk.
We're talking about work a little bit. But yeah, so we won't. This is actually part of our policy. If we introduce a bug, and it's not a tier one bug, or tier one feature that's affected, then we will prioritize the bug and fix it as
a normal
we get to
bug
it.
Fix. Not yeah. everything is.
And especially something as wimpy as what this is.
I've been deceived.
Because you can get around it really easily.
Yeah.
Like,
because you
could
just
not
make one.
You can
just
write your own
it.
Thing. So,
but
Kevin, why were you deceived by
Kevin
the chocolate? What did you think
upset.
It was?
And what he was referring to as being deceived was that he took a bite into a big old piece of chocolate and then
coconut?
Got very upset.
It was coconut and not dark chocolate like the paper promised.
That
but that's better.
Is a terrible lie.
No, coconut's
no,
way better.
No, expecting one and getting the other is the worst.
Yeah.
I can see that,
surprise
but I would be like, oh, I like this more than dark chocolate. This is great.
I don't mind coconut, but wasn't what I was expecting.
Maybe you just need to be more like, you know,
well, Kevin's
go with the
day
flow.
Is fucking ruined.
I feel like the sit talk's just going to be about people talking shit about work.
That's
I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah, I didn't mean. I was trying to get it out before, but I wanted to start recording. So, how you guys doing?
I mean,
you
want
to talk about The Witcher again now that you listened? Did you have the follow up that you wanted to have?
Yeah, did you want to?
Because Kyle already beat you to the joke, the coolest joke anyone could ever come up with. Toss a coin to your
bitcher. Yeah, I did hear that.
Why did you whisper it to Kevin when you always whisper
you
to the microphone?
You always have to whisper to somebody and the microphone's not alive. I can do it.
No,
toss a
the
coin
thing,
to your
the only thing I wanted to add is that I keep seeing these videos pop up on Facebook of Henry Cavill doing little interview tidbits
right?
about the sword fighting.
Yeah.
And the only thing that I can really take away is like he does some really cool stuff. There's some very interesting behind the scenes stuff that he talks about. And there's one fight that he talks about. He's like, "Yeah, the sword we're using is 10 pounds," and I was like, "The fuck? Why?"
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't remember that part.
Who uses a 10-pound goddamn sword? Why would they do that to you?
It's worth noting that I have a sword that is considered heavy. Like it's one of the heavier long swords, and those are long swords. And he's not swinging long swords. You notice they're weirdly short. Mine is 3 pounds, 7.5 ounces.
Well, is yours made of meteorite steel?
Yes, and it is considered a heavy.
That's a heavy sword.
That's a heavy one for the practice people. Like it's heavier than.
Well, a 10-pound sword is just like using like you know a larger caliber bullet.
Yeah.
You're gonna kill.
I mean,
you don't maim, you kill.
Logic is sound. I believe it.
You're just committing to act.
The part that threw me most was just the sword length. Always just seemed too short. Like, it's a two-handed sword that he only ever uses one-handed, but has a weirdly short blade, and it upsets me. Not because, like, it has to be perfectly accurate, because it's not a historical show, but, like, so much of it is historical in places. Like, oh, that chainmail looks really good. Oh, that looks good. Oh, God, what's happening there? The things that deviate always feel strange.
Hmm.
Well, I think he was talking about the use of the silver weapon. Obviously, like it's a useless in the context of like real combat because silver is fairly malleable in comparison to like steel.
Extremely
but
soft.
Against magical creatures,
right? You can bite.
Like,
you could bite silver.
Yeah.
And dent it.
Yeah. And he's like, with magical creatures, it's a more effective. I was like, okay, I can appreciate
magic.
A kind of thing like that. And one of the things he was talking about is in the scenes where they're like. where you're actually seeing them like cut into a dude, or he's just like, you know, lopping stabbing, lopping arms off. They use a cutoff sword.
Oh, that was
that's
cool.
Got some little like the tracker markers on it, so that he can actually pass through the target, and then they go back and do it and as he said, fix it in post, which made me shudder. But it was like, that's actually a really cool idea.
The magic of post, I want to just watch somebody do, like I want to watch them do that sword thing in post, like, and still get the same effect.
Look it up. I guarantee you could find someone showing you how to do it.
Yeah, but I want to see how like they did it for that show. But you're right, I could probably find somebody doing it.
It's stuff I like to try and play with, and I've still not quite figured it out for editing. But I need more material.
It's basically the exact same effect as the lightsaber,
yeah,
but without the glow effect.
Yeah,
it's actually probably easier than the lightsaber.
Maybe.
Well, it's fewer steps. It'd be harder to make convincing.
It's still object tracking, and then you have to do lighting, shading, and variation, because the steel and... even though it's very briefly seen and moving fast, it still has to match what's going on.
But
so there's a little bit of trick with that.
I think
that.
It's easier because you still have half a steel sword.
Yes.
So you have
so
like
something
references to
yeah.
connect. You
basically like
just
eyedropper
connect
to connect the,
yeah.
the color.
You basically just extend it.
Yeah.
And then
yeah. I'm excited to, like, now that I learned that was a thing that they just do, I was like, because that didn't honestly occur to me.
It was
like,
a surprise to me.
Yeah. I want to do stuff. And see what I can do.
Historically, I've only been aware of the aluminum ones, the aluminum swords they use for a lot of combat, because it's harder to... They're really light, and they're really dull, and they don't have a lot of mass like in them, relatively speaking, so it's harder to hurt people. Plus, they're really cheap to repair and replace. A couple of steel or aluminum heroic props that you only like pose for dramatically, and then they carefully take out of your hand, they put in the special box, and they keep it polished. And then the foam ones, the foam or rubber, that they use for stunts. So
yeah.
Every time, like, Aragorn was on a horse in Lord of the Rings, he had a foam sword. Like, foam rubber, like a toy sword.
Sure.
Yeah. And you can actually see outtakes where they bump it or jostle it, and it goes... Right. It's like, that's not supposed to flex that way. And there's, like...
Well, the swords are flex.
Yeah,
flex,
but
not
flex,
like the
on
same
an
way.
Edge.
Okay.
or the guard. And it's like... Ugh. But it makes sense, because if you're doing horse stunts, and you even have, like, a wood sword, you will fucking kill somebody. Like, you'll kill yourself, the horse, something, because you'll move wrong, you'll stab it with, like, it could, and then the horse freaks out, like, it's a huge risk.
Yeah,
horses don't like death, so.
They don't like bullets, either, it turns out, we found out last week.
That is one of my favorite quotes, from, it's just like, oh, machine gun bullets go through horses, huh?
What is that from?
You said those words.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It was either you or Kendrick.
I'll play it back right now.
Oh, wow, look, bullets go through horses, huh?
Oh my god, they go through horses, bullets, my only weakness.
Why do we always act silent on those when you can just
like,
set
it
audio?
You, the silence gives you a hard cut.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
Yeah, right. But I'm
it
still going to put
what your name
in. I don't care.
It's fun.
It's
yeah, it's fun. It is fun because you're all thinking about it. No, it was.
Yeah. We're thinking about you modifying the thing.
And I think about what
angry.
I'm going to drink tonight when I tag it.
Think about what I'm drinking now.
What are you drinking? Are you boozing it up already?
Jameson.
Oh wow, man, come on. That's not good.
So Kevin and I were talking about building my future brother-in-law a computer so he can play computer games with us.
Computer games!
He's a console gamer, and we're going to try to, like, you
induct
know...
him into the glorious...
Yeah, we're going to put him into the PC
Master
Race. But I'm always fascinated by the idea of the cheapest gaming computer. Like, when you talk about, like, what... Because it always is really... It's always really, like... Not subjective is the right word, but... You have to choose the marks before you ask that question, right? You have to be like, okay, like, what is the goal? Like, what is the thing that you'd want to play here? And, like, in the future, what's the goal of games you want to play? Like, we're talking about, I guess...
I want to play solitaire.
Yeah,
cool.
You're like,
here's a phone.
Yeah, here's a Chromebook, like, for $50.
I found this in my house.
Yeah.
I've
actually, on that note, the computer that I have, which, to my knowledge, is the cheapest build that we've done.
What is it?
Kevin... How much was that when you built it?
Well,
10 years ago.
It was cobbled together because you had a pre-build something or other that you guys put together before I was building your computer.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And then we found Eli, because he likes to jump into dumpsters and pull things out, found a
good quality to have.
Yeah, no, and he finds
good
quality shit too.
He found almost a whole computer just in the garbage, and everything worked.
Wow.
So we pulled a bunch of the stuff out and stuck it in Joe's computer, and it...
Well, it was something like one piece was broken. The person just didn't know how to fix it. So
right, and they just
ditched
the whole thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And yeah, so like, so how much was it about, you think?
It was like probably like $1,000.
Yeah, that seems really high.
That would be the most expensive build we've done then.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Mine wasn't done by Kevin, but it was 500.
We put Darren's together.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
For about 575.
What about Kate's?
And it was pretty low end.
Kate's is like what, 250, 300? We really went cheap on that.
Well, we also had parts to remove.
Parts,
yeah.
But that's the other part, is as you start doing all this stuff, you start accruing this like
gotcha.
Crazy garage of parts
so
library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was mistaken.
$1,000 would be that's like a MacBook.
Yeah, $1,000 would be what you'd spend if you like wanted to get a new gaming computer,
yeah,
not like piece
a
together
a
cheap
nice
game.
I need to get some. I need to get a rebuild. I think
a couple hundred bucks goes a long way. The only problem now is graphics cards and RAM. Is RAM back down?
RAM's back down, I believe.
Graphics cards are still up.
Yeah,
we were looking
for Bitcoin to crash, and then graphics cards might go back.
Gotcha. We were just looking at graphics cards, and it was a 6 gig or 8.
Six gig of memory on board.
Six on board, and it was. About 200.
And it was a mid-range-ish.
Did you throw a name out there? I'm trying to get back into the
NVIDIA.
This was a 1660.
Okay.
1660.
Okay.
And I have a what?
You have a 1070.
Kevin has encyclopedic knowledge of all of our computers.
Yeah, somebody asked me what I put in a computer, and I just kind of glazed over, like, Kevin?
Let me text my guy.
Let me ask a friend, because I don't know.
Well, for a very long time, there was a string of one person would buy something new, usually Kendrick, because his computer's probably about the best out of the group. But then he'd say, here's his piece I took out. And then I put it to the next person, they would get an upgrade.
It's like
then
a chain.
So everyone would get an upgrade, everyone would have something better.
So if Kendrick upgrades his computer. So you got a new graphics card? Because I need a new graphics card.
Because Kendrick did an update, and then the next piece went to Adam.
Adam.
And then
Adam's card
gave his card back.
Yep.
I got that card, and then we gave the card that I had, I think that just went back into the pile.
Megan.
I gave one of those cards back to Adam, and you've got one from who did we build a computer for last?
I don't remember.
He had bought all the parts and you handed them to me, remember?
Yeah, I don't remember who it was now.
But he gave me the old stuff, and that's where your graphics card
is. That's right.
Yeah.
So.
And then every now and then a computer falls out of the bottom of it because enough parts are left over.
And that's what we're hoping right now, because I have the Chaos computer that Kevin recently rebuilt, but still has like it had a decent amount of stuff. So it was like some new RAM, and there was like a power supply we bought, and then I think a solid state or something.
Yeah.
We put some stuff into it, but basically what we did is like, I think the main problem we had was like a bad graphics card or maybe bad power supply originally. That's why I was doing all the crazy chaos stuff.
Mm-hmm. Bad power supply, I can always blame for that, because that's where like, well, your voltages are off.
But I figured out after getting a smart TV, you don't really need a media computer as much anymore. So
that happened like all of a sudden too.
Yeah. When we moved into our new house, I wasn't using it. I had him rebuild it so it was more aesthetically pleasing, and then I never hooked it up again. And I felt kind of bad, but I was like, well, we don't need it. Like, all this stuff doesn't need it anymore. Like, I could probably plug the hard drives that I use into the TV directly with a USB. But anyway, so we're going to use that to start piecing out Dennis's computer.
Yeah.
And, like, just like, I don't know. Like,
to go north.
Cybertron. What is the thing called on Cybertron that they're all fighting for? The AllSpark?
AllSpark
a computer together for somebody. Just like put it in a room with computer parts and all of a sudden you have like a computer afterwards.
All I can think of is like if you get the AllSpark next to it, it's going to be like the first one where like they accidentally hit the Xbox and the Mountain Dew machine and it just starts attacking people for no reason, and I'm worried that may be a possibility.
It'll be fun regardless, so. But, like, the other important part is picking out which games that you are, like, comfortable not playing, I guess. Like, if you say, like, okay, well, I'm fine with me playing. Like, for a long time, it was, what was it? Started with a C.
Crisis.
Mm, was, like, the benchmark game for
I don't
like,
even
PCs.
Know if that's a fun game.
And neither do I.
I just know it's merciless.
It's pretty cool.
Like, you know, on graphics.
On the machine. Yeah.
And it's, like, you don't even care what the game does. You just look at the specs for it. Like, you don't even know.
It's still a running joke now. It's, like, any new technology comes out, and they're like, but can it run Crysis? Like, cool smartwatch. Can it run Crysis?
I got Doom to run on this cable.
Yeah.
That's connected around my wrist.
Did you really?
No.
Oh. I thought, like, there's probably a version of Doom that would run off of it.
We could probably get the human brain to run Doom. I'd love to see how we can do that. Because we
can fucking imagine that you're playing Doom and that's it playing Doom.
Hey, there we go. I'm playing Doom right now.
Like, see, we got the human brain to play Doom.
I am vindicated.
But we started off on getting on this because we saw that the Division 2 was price dropping. So the Division, if you've never played it, is this kind of like MMO style shooter game. In the first one, there was a... You're in New York, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And
so
it's a
New York.
Black...
post-apocalyptic. Right?
New,
no,
new,
that's
new,
the thing.
New,
is it kind of is. Like, it's like post... like contagion event. So what happened was somebody put this kind of killer bacteria on dollar bills during Black Friday. And so like the whole thing happened, and like that's what happened in New York, is like this virus got passed around, but they managed to contain it within New York, but New York became like a wasteland because all the gangs and stuff like that started fighting, and
so
they were like blah, blah, blah.
Not to be a dick or nothing, but how is that not post-apocalyptic?
Well, it wasn't
like
worldwide. That's the only thing I was thinking, because like post-apocalyptic to me is like a worldwide thing where you're like your whole world's set in that. But you're right in terms of this, the like the only place you can go in the game, it is post-apocalyptic.
So you're just thinking like as in global scale.
It's not Fallout. It's
right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It will become post-apocalyptic probably because it's going to spread and the whole world will be that way. But then it's like the right after this happened.
And I think they were trying to pull it into the canon of other Tom Clancy games, since it is a Tom Clancy game. So, like, they didn't want to destroy the world because that would be...
Just New York.
Yeah, just New York. And I think the second one's in, like, D.C. or something.
It's cool because
just destroy
it's like
D.C. That won't have impact elsewhere.
Yeah. It's, like, it's realistic, but you get, like, guns and stuff like you'd see in Borderlands almost. Like, the upgrades.
Oh,
and
the higher,
and, like, this gun's a green gun.
I think so. The only problem I originally had with it was, like, just like Borderlands, when you get deeper and higher levels in the game, that I love that you're doing that because I was like, why is this so tangled?
Upsetting me.
Is that, like, everything becomes bullet spongy? Because so the bosses aren't really, like, they're difficult and they take, like, 17,000 clips to kill.
Yeah.
And when you're playing Borderlands, you're like, cool, whatever, I'm fighting, like, a giant dinosaur. It doesn't matter.
With my friends.
Yeah. And this game, you're like, I'm still fighting, I'm playing with my friends, but I'm shooting a regular guy, like, a guy who has, like, a construction uniform and a hard hat on.
Yeah.
Like, why the hell does he take so long to kill?
Yeah, you're hitting him in the face, like, 40 times.
Just like,
with a back tan or something. It's like, how is this?
Yeah.
That weird, if
like,
you can get your head out of that, then it's really fun to play.
Like, and they have, like, a whole crazy, like... I don't know if this appeals to everybody, because there was definitely times I hated it, but there's a whole, like, no zone where you can go, and it's, like, just straight PvP. Like, you run around, and you can get really, really good loot. But if you die before you get out, like, you have to go pick it up again. It's kind of like Dark Souls-y in terms of, like, you have to go back and get your shit, or people can pick it up. So it's like a free-for-all zone.
Hmm.
And if you had a group, it was great, because you could, like, take other groups and stuff. But if
you
were just by yourself, you're like, it's like a whole different game. Because if you're by yourself, you're, like, trying to sneak and stuff like that. And it had to
kill a boss, and then you'd get his stuff, but then getting back out, you had to reach, like, a helicopter drop point.
Oh, yeah, and
pull it out. And it only came every couple minutes, so you have groups kind of hovering around this helicopter drop point. Because if you get it out of the drop zone, you can use it in the game. So you'd have like
that's handy
hovering around, and some would just wait until like the last minute and just pop a headshot off on you, grab your gear, and take it up.
And in if you
I would
do
so,
get it
that's
out,
that's so frustrating to me.
If you do get out with the helicopter, you don't lose it if you die. Like that's the main thing. Like
right,
yeah, okay.
Just like
I don't, but we never played the second game, and now it's $3. So if you want to play Division 2, what they're doing is they're offering $3 for the base game. The expansion is going to come out soon, which is supposed to change how it works because they're doing more of like a Diablo style season thing instead of a like MMO style in game event topping next
cataclysm
thing.
Cataclysm, cataclysm, cataclysm.
Yeah. And so, like, that's kind of cool, and it's the Division, so, like, that's where we started, and we're like, okay, well, like, this is kind of, like, a big player game. I mean, there's lots of people who can play this game at the same time, so, like, it's
$3.
Yeah, $3. And then I was like, also, Dennis is this tragic complex of, like, having a really shitty laptop that's, like, 10 years old, and, like, we barely get Tabletop Simulator to work when we want to play board games. So I was like, if I can just get him, like, a $400, $500 computer together, he'll be able to do anything for, like, the next year or two. And it'll be, like, way easier to just not be like, oh, I wish you could play, but you're playing on PlayStation. And no fucking game in the goddamn world supports cosplay yet, except for Final Fantasy XIV for some reason, which is, like, and
which
Fortnite.
Which is insane. Yeah.
And, and every game by Epic. Besides Borderlands, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, Dauntless and Fortnite, totally easy. Like, what was it? When you downloaded Fortnite on the Switch, and because we played Dauntless on our PS4 and linked our accounts, it knew what our account was already.
I thought Fortnite locked you out.
Yeah, I thought that was there was a big problem when that
there
first
was with PlayStation, but they
PlayStation
was
right.
Like finally like, oh, I guess you're right. We'll do this.
And so like the whole like that whole system was really cool because you just like put in your stuff, and it like pulls your characters in from other games. So like if I made friends with Kevin on Dauntless, we could play Fortnite together without seamlessly because we're part of it all, right?
It's like Blizzard.
Yeah, I mean it is, and then but their games are just like different. They're different enough to
it's
that.
It's not Blizzard.
Exactly.
It's like Blizzard, but it's not Blizzard.
Hey,
and yeah, it's cross-platform,
it
which Blizzard
thing.
Is.
Cross-platform
no.
should be.
I mean, you can't play cross-platform, but you can have friends cross-platform. But in this one, like, Kevin can play Dauntless on a Switch, and I can play it on my PC, and you can play it on your PS4. And we'd all play together. Which,
that
in
cool.
my mind, is just like,
that's
the epitome
that's,
of gaming.
That's good, because then the PC person can win at everything.
And Dauntless is more of a cooperative, but you're right. That is, doesn't run into problems. It's like, they don't care give a shit in Fortnite, though. They're like, good luck.
About Fortnite?
I don't know. It's really fun when you play it, but.
Well.
So there you have it.
It's 20 minutes.
Every.
We can continue talking forever, but
I'm
starting to get
important
notifications
stuff.
Back
yeah,
up,
okay.
So.
Well, every company should aspire to
not
have their
yours.
Games be cross-platform. That's
yeah,
my
it's
final
really
message.
Annoying when they don't do that.
Because I'd love to play Borderlands with, like, everybody, but I have to buy it for every fucking system. I'd rather just pay them $80 for the game and play it everywhere. Or, you know, whatever, if I have to buy it twice or three times.
Even if you, yeah, even if you had to buy it twice and three times, being able to play with each other would be really nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, like, for each one of those that you buy, you have to restart new characters, build new builds.
Yep.
And that's
stuff changes.
That's why
the part that concerns me is I don't understand. I mean, when you port a game over, that's nowhere near as simple a process as it sounds, right? Because architectures are different, processes are different. So there's got to be some runtime changes, et cetera, et cetera. But at like the network level, what the fuck difference does it make where you're coming from?
I don't
know. The only thing I can imagine is that they're using like Sony servers. And they don't want to let the Windows people access the Sony servers or some weird shit like that. But, like, at the end of the day, your network code should be tolerant to that. And at this point, I think everyone's running it on Amazon, so...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There's literally a thing on Amazon called GameLift, designed to make scaling for servers for games.
Yeah.
And you're dumb for not using it. So...
True. Well, I mean, and yeah, you're right, because you see things like The Witcher 3. Amazing game on PC, but they ported it to the Switch, and it plays great. It just doesn't look the same, but they did all the stuff they needed to do to make it work, and that's got to be way more of a monumental task, like you're saying, than anything, any other part of this.
I think Switch did something, though. They must support some other runtime environments or certain like engines natively or something, because people are porting shit to the Switch like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it must not be that hard. And I've seen a couple less great ones, so I think
they're not getting that
path.
Nintendo seal of approval.
Yeah, that, the Nintendo polish ain't a thing no more.
What was that game we found, Evergreen or whatever? The one that, like, you play it, but, like, it's, like, shitty on the Switch. Like, they ported it, but they didn't optimize
Pine.
It. Pine.
Was it Pine? Yeah.
It's, like, World of Warcraft meets Rhyme, and... It just like is apparently choppy as fuck.
That already sounds terrible, and now it sounds worse.
World of Warcraft. It looked cool because you could like you're like a human who's trying to like mess with all these like animal tribes, like reindeer tribe and alligator tribes and stuff like that. And it looked really good, but apparently on the Switch it sucks. So anyway,
apparently on the Switch it sucks. We're standing up and leaving. I'm sorry, it's my fault. You can blame me, everybody. Like, comment,
I gotta go
subscribe.
Clean up shit.
I am blaming you.
Like.